The following is a press conference with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on March 5th, 1975, in New York.
Can you tell us what your purpose is in coming to New York at this time?
New York, I am coming here since 1965. I got my job. So I am going to London, so it is for the time being, transit stoppage, otherwise I have got my temple here.
What special message would you have for people who don't know anything about your movement and would like to know something about it?
About the movement?
Yes, what special message for the people who don't know about us?
It is a little difficult to understand this movement because it is spiritual movement. People practically have no information what is spirit and what is spiritual movement. But they can simply understand that the body is there, body is the machine, and the driver of the machine is the spirit soul. So we are beginning our movement from that platform, the driver of the machine. People are very much engrossed with the machine only, but they have no information who is driving the machine. That is the difficulty.
Swamiji, your movement has received a great deal of attention for at least one reason, because many of your followers dress in what for the West is an odd fashion, and relate to the world in what for the West is an odd fashion. Can you respond to that? Why have you asked your followers to dress in this fashion and to play drums on the streets?
This is our preaching method. Somehow or other to draw their attention.
I'm sure that you're aware that to many people in the West, in America, in New York City specifically, that your disciples seem strange because of the way they act on the streets. What about
them? They must be strange because they are spiritual. You are all material. So, for the material person, we are surely strange people.
Is this manifestation the only way to be spiritual, dressing in this fashion?
No. You cannot compete with us. Because we don't have any illicit sex, we don't have meat eating, we have no intoxication, we have no gambling, there are so many laws which are unable to perform.
But Swami, that wasn't my question. My question was, is this manifestation, dressing in this fashion, playing drums and dancing in the streets, the only way to be spiritual?
No. We have got about 60 books. If you want to learn this movement through science and philosophy, you have got our books.
Have you not seen our
books?
Swami, that isn't the thrust of my question. Yes, I have. The thrust of my question very simply is this. Can't people be spiritual without dressing in this fashion and dancing in the streets?
Oh, yes. You can become spiritual in your this dress. Simply you have to learn what it is from the books. Dress is not very important thing, but still in the material field, this girl is dressed in a different way, you are dressed in a different way.
The way we dress lets us move in all circles.
The thing is, dress is not very important.
But you have your disciples dressed in this way.
But just to draw a particular, just a policeman is differently dressed. One can understand that he is policeman. Similarly, we are also differently dressed so that people may understand we are Hare Krishna people.
Swami, I saw a television program about your movement once, and they said that the men make the decisions and the women follow. Is that true?
I do not follow.
So she hears that the men make the decisions and that the women follow these decisions.
Not necessarily. We follow the decision of Krishna, men and women both.
Men
we follow the decision of Krishna. That is applicable both men and women.
Are men superior in your movement, though?
Hmm?
Are men regarded as superior to women?
Yes, naturally. Naturally, women require protection by the man. In the childhood, she is protected by the father. And youth time, she is protected by the husband. And old age, she is protected by elderly sons. That is natural.
That goes against the thinking of a lot of people in America now. Do you know that?
America, maybe, but this is the natural position. Women require protection.
Who decides who's natural and what's natural?
Natural means, just like in psychology, it is said that woman, the highest brain substance of woman is 36 ounces, whereas the highest brain substance of man is 64 ounces. So there is difference by nature of the brain.
Well, to get to something else, what do you do for fun when you're in New York?
What is that, guys?
You've defeated her.
But I'm not going to pursue your line of logic. I'm going to do for fun.
No, that is natural debate. You cannot avoid it.
I can't what?
You cannot avoid it.
Again, what do you do to have a good time in New York?
A 16-year-old boy can travel all over the world. And it is very difficult for a 16-year-old girl to travel all over the world.
Realize the highest truth yourself.
Certainly.
You have.
Oh, yeah.
At what age did you realize God?
I can deliver to you.
Pardon me?
I can deliver to you also.
You better release the microphone.
If you want.
My question to you is, at what age did you realize God?
God is a person like you and me. The difference is that we are also persons. We are many, and God is one. Leader.
Understood.
Now, what is the difference between this one and we many? He maintains all these many, and we are maintained by him. But he is also a person like you and me. You follow?
Yes, I do. But Swamiji, my question to you was a bit more pointed than that. I appreciate the answer you just gave me, but at what age did you realize the highest truth? At what physical age?
There is no question of age. Realization God should be educated from the very beginning of life.
Oh, I understand that, Swamiji. My question to you was, at what age did you yourself, in this physical incarnation, realize the highest truth?
Of course, we are born in a very nice family. My father educated me in this way. So practically from the very beginning of our lives, we are educated in this way.
Oh, no, I understand that. I mean, at what time did you have your own personal realization, Swamiji? At what age?
That I can say from the age, say, 4 or 5 years.
At the age of 4 or 5 years? Yes.
That's it.
Swami, is there a chance that all your followers can realize the highest truth?
We have already done.
You have already?
We have already done. Otherwise, I'm Indian, I'm poor man. Why they are after me? You're American, you are rich man. So I'm not bribed them. These young boys, they are educated, qualified. Why they are after me? Unless they realize.
Swamiji, I have one other question for you, please. By definition, it seems to me anyway, and I think to other observers, that and sympathetic observers of that, that you have asked your spiritual children to leave the outer world in the West and to go deep within the heart of ISKCON, within your heart, and the heart of the Supreme to accomplish what you've set as their goal. What about outer service to humanity in this incarnation?
This is the best humanitarian service. They are all fools and rascals, and you educated them for spiritual understanding, the material. If I think I'm this body, then I'm no better than cat and dog. That is going on. I'm American, I'm Indian, I'm Hindu, I'm Muslim, I'm Christian. Only this bodily relationship. But suppose you have come to me. Can I ask you whether you are body or something else?
Swamiji, perhaps the deficiency is in my question. Let me rephrase the question, if you'll permit. And I realize there isn't much air to breathe, but I just want to make the question brief. My question has to do with karma yoga in the outer world, for instance, in New York City. From what I understand, your disciples do not pursue the professions. Is that correct?
No. We are also karma yogi. We are also eating. We are also sleeping.
Oh, no. I understand that. I'm speaking in terms of outer service to people who are not in your mission. Other than preaching the truth of Krishna, is there any other outer service to humanity?
That will include everything. If we make Krishna conscious, then he becomes perfectly educated. We do not require to, just like if you pour water on the root of the tree, the water reaches everywhere. And if you pour water on the leaf, on the tree, or on the branch, it does not go anywhere. It is localized. So at the present moment, service is a particular departmental service, not all including. So to educate people in Krishna consciousness means to educate him all around.
I understand, Swamiji. Again, the deficiency is obviously with my question. My question relates to service to the outer world by your disciples.
That I've already explained.
Yes.
If you pour water on the root of the tree, the service reaches everywhere.
How is that manifesting?
Manifested, that's like if you eat and give the food stuff to your stomach, then you realize that you have got energy in every part of your body.
Yes, I've understood your words and I'm grateful for them. But again, the problem obviously is with me and not with you. But the question still remains, what about being of material service, not just spiritual service?
It is material service. As I saw, if you put food, put stuff in your stomach, all the parts of your body feels energetic. That is material service. That is not spiritual service. Spiritual service beyond that. Similarly, the center is God. If you understand God, then you understand everything.
Understood, Swamiji. But your disciples do not build houses, they don't work in hospitals, they don't perform, as far as I know, and I could just be swimming in ignorance here. They, as far as I know, they do not perform service to the outer world other than offering free meals at the temple and preaching the word of Lord Krishna.
I quite follow. That is your ignorance. Because you do not know that what is the real service. You do not know. Do you know what is real service?
The answer should come from you and not from me.
Yes. The real service is, suppose you open a hospital, you can cure for the time being some disease. But can you give him any assurance that he will not die? Can you protect him from death? In spite of your all big hospitals, can you protect humanity from death, from birth, from old age, from disease? Can you?
Physically, of course not, only spiritually.
That we are giving. That we are giving. Then no more death, no more birth, no more old age, no more disease.
But couldn't your disciples perform all the wonderful things that you have them do and at the same time provide outer material service?
They are doing. They are doing what they are not doing. They are doing all service. We have got this body, we have to maintain this body. We are doing everything. We are also eating, we are also sleeping. As you are eating, we are sleeping. Where is the difference? We also allow sex, but not illicit sex. We allow eating, but no meat eating. That is the difference. We are also eating as you are eating. We are sleeping as you are sleeping. Where is the difference?
Perhaps only in some perceptions.
Huh?
Perhaps only in some perceptions.
That's all.
Thank you, Swami.
That is not.
Thank you, Father. Thank you.